It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
To this and welcome let me start by welcoming you to the show. That's really important, that you be welcomed. Otherwise, you know, I want everyone to know that you're welcome here, but you're not like welcome here in any special way. It's not like, oh yeah, this is for everybody. I don't think this is for everybody. Not because it's specifically not for somebody else, I guess. It's not like I don't know. It's not like a white power radio where I'm like, this is not for everyone. But also, it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone more as a matter of taste than a matter of principle. I guess maybe this is in... not such bad taste. It's just of such a low quality that I could see someone being against it on principle. Of just being like, you know, generally I just don't like to expose myself to things of that low of quality. Why? I mean, there are infinite ways that I could spend any time on any day. And this is not how I want to spend some of my time. Well, today we're talking about a superstition, which I didn't know was a superstition, but apparently there's a superstition that basically says around Halloween time, I think, maybe it's a certain time of year. Point being that what you need to do is go into the cabinets and turn all your glasses upside down, because that way ghosts will not hide in them. And that's it. So here's why I thought that was kind of an interesting superstition, though, is because some people are of the school. Everyone talks about this battle. Toilet paper roll, toilet paper over the top or over the bottom. And let me tell you something. Pete, who sits here before you today, is a convert, because I used to go under the roll. So you would be pulling it out from underneath the roll instead of it being on top. Because I thought that what would happen is that the roll sort of offered you a pivot point for the paper so it tore more easily. But I don't know. I don't know if it's just I've got my technique down, or maybe it's like, you know, to be honest, Pete, you probably don't need a whole lot of leverage to tear a square of toilet paper. Like, maybe it's not that difficult, so maybe you don't need as much mechanics or whatever to get the job done. So I don't know, maybe I had very low hand strength as a young person, and now my hand strength is higher. That would be great. It would be great for me to be like, there's a real outward sign that you've become stronger. But on the other hand, I think it would be a real letdown to be like, and the evidence that I've become stronger is in the fact that I can tear a toilet paper square off the roll with pretty minimal effort. That is a shockingly bad example of fitness. But anyway, I think that the underrated, or, you know, toilet seat up or down, which, by the way, hashtag feminism, so people should just leave it how they leave it. That's fair. If someone's got to put it up, someone's got to put it down, and sometimes you will have to put it up or down, and sometimes you won't. Seems fair. Seems fair to me. But also, this is, by the way, in public, public has different rules than the home. In the home, it's like, hey, whatever you as a couple want to work out, that's cool. Go for it. In the home, I feel very strongly that the rule is, or in public, I'm sorry, is that if I'm in a male-designated bathroom and I go in the stall, if I put the seat up, I leave it up. Why? Because chances are pretty good that someone's going to just pee all over it anyway. If they have to come down. And if I go into and I have to take a shit and I see that the seat is up, I'm happy about that. But, you know, the public bathroom doesn't really have the issue of, like, you're stumbling in there at night, not really thinking, right? Okay, these are the battles. But one of the battles is cups up or down. Now, I understand some people say cups down because dust gets in them if they're, you know, mouth up. Which I assume, by the way, the superstition I read just said turn the cups upside down so ghosts can't hide in there. So I assume that means turn them so they're mouth up. But I don't actually know. But how would they hide in a... Anyway. I don't know how they would hide in a clear glass, anyway. What are people drinking from? Earthenware mugs? Is that how far this dates back? So they, The battle in the dust is where we're at. The dust is a weird thing to me, because I'm like, how long do your glasses sit in your fucking cabinet? Also, isn't that why they're in a cabinet? So that they do not collect dust. I think that in order to dry, I think you need a little bit of both. On the one hand, if you put them face up and there's a significant amount of water in them, it'll just pool at the bottom. But on the other hand, if you put them face down immediately, the water just becomes trapped in there and becomes vapor. So you're kind of at a lose-lose there. But that's why I'm a face-up kind of guy all the time. Because I don't think that... Well, A, I'm like, doesn't the cabinet do the work here of keeping most of the dust away from the glasses? B, don't we rotate through our glasses quickly enough that it's not... We're not moving into a fucking haunted house, where I would say we're not moving into the Saturday the 14th house, okay? Where it's a vampire house with a underage woman getting naked in the bathtub, much to my horror. We're talking about a daily use house. This house is kind of my daily house, my daily use house. It's the one I use most times. Can you imagine that if you had, I guess I'm saying, can you imagine that? Like, that's an insane thing, but I guess people have, like, vacation houses and shit. Second properties. So they do kind of have a daily use house. I think the insane part is if you had so many homes or so many properties that you refer to a house as your daily use house. Well, yeah, this is kind of my daily use, my just, you know, average day house. The other house, that's for more special occasions. It's my daily driver. I can't even imagine having a car that I would refer to as my daily driver, let alone a home that's my daily. Point being, I use the house every fucking day, so I don't think that the glasses are going to get that dusty. Also, pro tip from Pete, how many fucking glasses do you have, and how many do you need? Because I think I've got, like, 8, maybe. And that's plenty. You can use a water glass multiple days, you know. Just a heads up on that. I feel like there's people in the world who don't flush the toilet because they're like, oh, it's good for the environment. There's no need to waste it every time I take a piss. And I'm like, yeah. And when the water goes in, no need to wash a glass every time. Just saying. So that's the big debate, though, is glasses up or down? I think that I got in the habit of up for a long time because when I worked washing dishes, you put them up. Because that dishwasher is hot AF, and the dishes aren't totally dry when you're stacking them and putting them away. So they would fog up and whatever if you put them face down. They would just whatever. Unless you had a wire dish rack, in which case then they go down. Then, in my last apartment, when I hand washed the dishes, they were down because they went in a drying rack. So that worked out fine. But the cabinet thing is a little confusing for me. I'm not sure what to make of it. I'm not sure how to work it out. Also, though, I don't understand. How big are these ghosts? They must not be terribly threatening if they can fit inside an upturned glass. I mean, and again, maybe this comes from like an old German tradition when they had like a giant fucking beer stein. It's like, oh, I'm going to take this out of the counter. Although if I was drinking beer regularly out of a giant beer stein, I don't know if I'd be washing it a lot. Or I wouldn't even put it in the cabinet. If I was the kind of person who was like, oh yes, I will consume several steins of beer per night. I don't think I am the worst at accents, you guys. My worst accent is the English accent. Like, I try to do an English accent. I'll be trying to mock the Great British Bake Show. Whew. Whoo-wee. But, yeah, these ghosts must not be that. It seems like maybe you should keep your cabinets open or something. That would be a much bigger ghost that could fit in a cabinet. But maybe ghosts don't have to, like, follow laws of conservation of mass or whatever. Or maybe they can fool with their own density, become super dense underneath a glass, and whatever. This is getting too scientific, and I'm talking about ghosts. I'm in serious danger of becoming Zach Baggins and talking about ghosts and, like, using these gizmos. These gizmos they use on ghost hunting shows are hilarious, aren't they? It's like, oh, this is a device of science that I'm using to measure something that is thoroughly not science. It's like, what if I could have a ray that measured how many genies are in the area? That would be kind of the same thing. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
9-1-1. Now you're seeing Frodo. He numbers the loss of it. Devil off.